Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about what to do when hurt. Pat, would you believe that people have the ability to hurt you?
Yeah. Thought about it once or twice.
You've thought about it once or twice. I bet you have. You know, there's a great naivety in life when we are shocked by the things that people do in life that hurt us and bring us pain. Why does that happen? Like, this totally blindsides us some of the times. Maybe not Pat, but maybe Steve. You're human, right? That hurt. I can't believe that happened, right? And the truth is that Jesus said, in this life, you will have troubles. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have them. And I believe that part of that is because we are a fallen people. I mean, we need to be redeemed. That's why we have a Savior. And we live in a fallen world. And so problems and trials will always exist until we go home to be with Jesus. And people will hurt us. I mean, if you have not experienced hurt, let me encourage you.
Guaranteed. It's on its way.
Hold on.
You will experience hurt, and guess what? Here's another shocker. You, in your lifetime, will probably hurt someone too. It just kind of happens. You don't want it to happen. You don't want to be hurt, and you don't want to hurt other people. But, you know, we have to deal with life. We have to deal with the sin nature. We have to deal that we need to be in a constant place of walking with God and living in His mercy and allowing the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in our lives. And that's when we live surrendered lives. But the thing is that, okay, since we know that in this life we're going to be hurt, and that we also have the potential, and we probably will at times hurt others. The thing is, what can we do about it? We must master what we have to get down is not to try to avoid it. Because that's what some of the things that people try to do. They say, well, I just don't want to get hurt. That's bad. You know, so I don't want to go through that again. And what they begin to do is start isolate themselves. They start to become, you know, critical. They start to guard themselves. They don't open themselves to love. And to put themselves out. And when you love people, you're literally exposing yourself. Every time you risk love, guess what? You risk being hurt. And so what they try to do is try to control their ability of being hurt. Well, that doesn't work. What we need to do is master how do we respond to hurt when it happens in our life. And there's a couple ways that we can do that. I mean, you know, one way is, you know, how we respond to a person, you know, we can choose to become bitter. That hurts us. We can choose to become bitter. We can actually hold it against the person, which really only makes the matters worse and really exasperates the issue. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, okay, are you still dwelling on that? Are you still rehearsing that? Are you still? And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to keep that thing in your mind. He wants to exaggerate it. Talk about what the person did. How did that happen? How could they say that? And really, you're making it about yourself. I mean, if Jesus Christ was hurt, if Jesus Christ was betrayed, catch a clue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's coming. So we're elevating ourselves and we're thinking about ourselves all the time in that regard. Yeah. The idea here is to take your focus off the person who committed the offense and take the focus off of yourself. Right? And put your focus back on Jesus. That's what we need to do. You need to put the focus back on Jesus, because where the enemy wants you to get stuck at is, okay, this happened to me. How could this happen to me? And then that person. And it's like, this is not good. We need to get your mind off yourself, off of the offense and the offender, right? And put your mind and your focus and your attention on the Lord. And we must trust Jesus for justice, right? I mean, if there's any justice to be carried out, we're not ones qualified to be a judge. Because even though we may be hurt in this situation, guess what? It's amazing how you want to be. Let's get vindicated. We need justice for this. It's like, oh, okay. I hope you have that same excitement next month when you do something. You know? But I hope you have that same vengeance and all that indication and fire you're looking for now. I hope that you still like that when you do something, right? And the truth is that we're not qualified to be a judge. The only one qualified to be a judge is Jesus.
That's right.
That's it. And what we need to do is open ourselves to be able to trust him, but also to move in forgiveness. We need to be able to forgive others. And I thought about this because of something that one of my sons went through, and we were able to just pray and talk about this with the Lord, and it was just really great. It's amazing some of the things that we can discuss as parents and just as believers that bring truth into a situation to help us all get free, but also it continues to minister to us. And then I started to think, Pat, and how many people grow up in life that don't have the opportunity to learn about forgiveness at an early age? Maybe their parents weren't Christians. Maybe they didn't know about the power of forgiveness or what the Bible instructs us. But from a young age, because we know we live in a fallen world, they've been hurt, they've hurted, and they've guarded themselves, and they live with all this unforgiveness, all this resentment. And it's amazing how bound you can be and how tormented when you live in a continual place of unforgiveness. And I just thought about what we can do as we're discussing and talking and sharing, how we can help shed light on that so that we can broaden the conversation and say, hey, this is what Jesus says. God has an answer for every single thing that we're going through. And so we need to quickly release and forgive the offender and understand that anyone who's not yielded to Jesus at any given time can be used by Satan, or by their own flesh to cause harm. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Right. Open doors, what I'm saying? It's like, anytime, it can happen. But you can't focus your attention on trying to guard yourself. All you can do is entrust yourself to him who judges justly.
That's right.
And when you do that, believe me, God has your back, and he has a way of ministering to you. But this is what Matthew 6 says. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive me as I forgive my debtors. And so with the same measure that we use in extending grace and mercy and forgiveness to others, my goodness, we want to receive that. If you forgive, you receive forgiveness. And it's a reminder to us that say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be shocked anymore. Things are going to happen. I'm fallen. I'm redeemed. I do live in a fallen world, right? But God is the one who is the judge. He's the one that forgives. He's the one that restores. He's the one that can help us with the offense. And he's the one that also can help the offender. One of the most powerful things that you can do is begin to pray for people that have hurt you, because when you start praying with, for someone, you're able to have compassion for them and understand that, you know what? They probably didn't mean to do that themselves. Maybe they were taken captive at that moment and they didn't even know what they were saying or what they were doing. The enemy is absolutely evil. And if we're not, the Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices. We can't bury our head in the sand and not understand that he is consistently always trying to stir something up or sow division. And so we have to be alert of that. We've got to be aware of that and say, no, if I'm going to error anywhere, I'm going to error in extending love. And we were talking about the power of forgiveness and what to do when we are hurt. Hurts and pains are going to happen, but woe to the person. No.
Who brings that?
No, that's not what we're talking about today.
That was old me.
That was come on, Pat. Come on. Bring it together. But what we're talking about is how we can move in love, how we can move in mercy, and how we can move in forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And you are most like Jesus. You know, I hear people say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to love the Lord. I want to be just like him. Well, you are most like Jesus when you walk like he did and you forgive just like he has forgiven. And one of the things that hinder that is when you get caught up on, you know, the offense and the offender instead of getting caught up in the forgiver. Uh-huh. And understanding that you too will probably do the same and maybe worse. Uh-huh. And maybe the reason you haven't done worse is because of the mercy of God.
That's right.
So it's always better to say, I'm going to drop this stone right now and I'm just going to trust the Lord and give it over to him.
Yeah.
And God has a way, believe me, of not only healing you and making things right, and it's okay. It absolutely is okay.
Yeah, I mean, that really makes me think about a situation years ago in my life. You know, I don't want to go into any more details with it, but it was a situation.
What did you do to them?
I didn't do anything. Hold on now. You know, there was just this real painful situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could have got real bitter. I could have got angry. Which, I mean, there were times that I did, but then God just really began to minister to me and help me to release it and just give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
This particular situation, and you know, I just began to, he just laid on my heart to start praying for them specifically. Yeah. Instead of, you know, harboring on the offense or the pain that I'm going through, just start praying for them. And I began to do that, and it was amazing. It was miraculous what happened. And you know, God totally turned that situation around. I mean, completely turned it around.
Really?
Yeah. Where it was just amazing. Only he could have done it had I not given that situation to him. There's no other way.
You know, it makes me think of those situations too, because, you know, I've had those situations, you know, where I have been in those moments where I said something quickly, wasn't quick to listen, and it's like a lot of times we can say things that are said wrongly, and then you have to go back and say, like, you know, that was... Yeah, I mean, you really have to take consideration. That's why it's so important. You think about it, says be quick to listen and slow to speak. Mm-hmm. And I am not always the slowest to speak. And I can think about those moments being on both sides. And it's just like when you begin to pray for the person or pray over the situation and restructure that, you know, you see miracles happen, because it's just like it started off one way. You know, the enemy tried to come in and just cause such a divisive wedge between that.
Mm-hmm.
And you give that to God and you're like, you know, God, forgive me for that. That was wrong. And you humble yourself before that person and say, you know, I just ask that you would forgive me. I was wrong for saying that. And I just ask that, you know, what I said, I didn't mean what I said, or that wasn't what I intended. Mm-hmm. And watch what God does. And it's amazing when those situations happen. A lot of times God will allow things to happen just to see how you're going to respond. What's going to happen? Are you going to focus on yourself? Or are you just going to focus on Jesus like you're saying?
Well, this is it's part of life. I mean, the reality is that it's part of life. You will be hurt and you will hurt. And you have two choices. One is to focus on how you can guard hurt never happening to your life again, and that's impossible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're gonna wind up being bound and all tied up and just all tormented. Because that's what happens when you don't forgive. You're turned over to tormentors. God turns you over to tormentors, because we have been forgiven so much. We have been. How can we hold any unforgiveness towards anybody else? Mm-hmm. And so. Peter asked in Matthew 18, you know, Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, here's Peter again. How many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? It's interesting. He didn't say, you know, my neighbor or the guy in the village or the stranger. He said, my brother and my sister. Understand that sometimes those who are closest to you, not sometimes, oftentimes, those are the ones that are going to hurt you, because you love them and you are in close proximity with them. So he says, my brother or sister who sins against me, how many times do I need to forgive them? So he says, let me go on a stretch here. What, seven times? This, you know, seven?
And he thought he was being gracious.
And he named it.
Yeah, right.
He gave it a number.
I'll even do it seven times.
Seven.
Peter, we're going to talk about that. So why did the seven come up with? Where did that come up with? And Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. And it's like, okay, 77 times. That's the deal for the same offense. And we are like Christ when we move in love and when we move in forgiveness. And love has to be the driving force. That's the whole thing. Love for God and love for people and love for those who belong to him. But in order to do that, here's the deal. In order to do that, you can't love yourself more than you love God. And you can't love yourself, you know, more than you love the body of Christ. He says, prefer your brother better than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer better than yourself. And sometimes people are hurt, not necessarily because something hurtful actually happened to them legitimately. Sometimes people are hurt because they're constantly thinking about themselves and they're constantly offended because things are not lining up their way. Listen, it's just time to move in forgiveness. Get your mind off of yourself and put your mind on Jesus and the rewarder of your faith. When you keep your eyes on him and believe him to bring forgiveness and wholeness and restoration, believe me, all things will work out in the end.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.